Hello there. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We so love you, and I'm here this morning with Robert and Genevieve and Ben and myself. In fact, even Shirley's with us this morning, so we are so blessed.
Good morning, everybody. Top of the morning.
And I hope that you've been having just an awesome new year, and happy Valentine's Day, and let the love of Jesus just fill you to overflowing today in an amazing way, because he loves you with an everlasting love. Anyways, this morning, as we're just starting, I just wanted to do a little devotion with some things that are on my heart regarding mentoring. And as you know, or at least as most of you know, is that the Lord gave me a word back last year about the power of mentoring, and that he is calling forth mentors to disciple his people and to prepare a great army. And in Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, we find Jesus himself calling forth his people to disciple the nations. And discipling is very similar to mentoring. I'll go into some definition of mentoring in a moment. But he said, teach them to observe all that I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always. And so we are to make disciples of Jesus and followers of his ways and of his truth, his character, his nature, his actions, his mandates. And Jesus said, when he was in the earth, he actually spoke to 12, and he said, come and follow me. He said, I'll make you fishers of men. Follow me. And he was very relational with him, with them. He stayed with them. He taught them. He ate with them. He did ministry together with them. They hung out together. And that is an aspect of mentorship that is really, really important, because it separates that from coaching and just plain instruction. He also gave us the Holy Spirit. In John 14, 16, and 26, we see him telling them that the Helper, or the Holy Spirit, would come and teach them all things and bring to their remembrance all that he said, and that as he went away, he would give them the Holy Spirit, who would be like their mentor. And each of us does have a mentor, because he is with us, the Spirit of Truth. And it says in verse 13 of John 16 that he will guide us into all truth, and whatever he hears from God, he'll speak and disclose to us what is to come. He'll glorify Jesus, and he'll take what belongs to Jesus and disclose it to us. And so he, Holy Spirit, is the mentoring anointing. He is the one with that anointing. And of course, we are told to freely, you know, as we freely receive from the Lord, then we're to freely give. So God is looking for people to release this Holy Spirit mentorship anointing to those who need a mentor, to those who need to be encouraged. And so many come all the time saying, oh, I wish I could be mentored. I wish I had someone to help me, to nurture me, to relate with me. I wish I had someone to connect to. So what is spiritual mentoring then? Because this is what the Lord is after. And I just created a definition for you. And it's, spiritual mentoring is defined as a spiritual relationship in which an experienced person, the mentor, assists another, the mentoree, in developing specific skills, character attributes, and knowledge that will enhance the less experienced person's spiritual and personal growth. So I know that that's a bit of a mouthful, but I believe it clearly defines what a spiritual mentor is. And there's so many benefits to being mentored. In fact, so much so that in the athletic world or in the business world, they are hiring not only coaches, but mentors. Because in the mentorships, it's more like of a relational association where someone comes alongside and gives you the encouragement, whereas coaching is more of a task thing. People oftentimes will confuse mentoring and coaching. They are related, but they're not the same. A mentor may coach and a coach may mentor, but mentoring is relational while coaching is functional. And so we find both of them available in the business world and in the athletic world, but also it should be in our spiritual life because our spiritual core is more important than anything else in our life. It really is. Everything flows from the well-being of our spirit. So the benefits of being spiritually mentored, I'm going to give you 10 of them. One, you receive knowledge of specific topics that give understanding regarding God, His ways, and the applications of those things. Secondly, you receive encouragement and celebration. And we need it. We were created to be encouraged and celebrated because that's how we were created in the very beginning, where God says, ah, this is very good, you know. And so He is a major encourager, and we need that. And sometimes people just don't get it. They don't get enough of that. Thirdly, we receive opportunity through mentorship to apply and practice knowledge. Fourthly, we receive resources for further growth. And so there's different things that can be given. For example, the Bible is full of truth, but a mentor will be able to show you even where to study certain aspects of growth that is required. And, you know, it's all right there. And there's also other ministers who have developed resource on a certain subject that would be available to you to grow in that area. Number five. You can receive opportunity to ask questions and propose ideas. And again, that's where the relational aspect of that comes into play, is that you'll have someone that you can say, you know, I don't understand about this. I don't know how to grow in this area. What can I do with that? In our online mentorship that I do on the A-Team, every month we have a Q&A session where people come to the Facebook and write out their questions, and then we address those questions, so there's that interaction. But also every day on the Facebook page, they can interact. And we are so blessed in the day and hour we're living in because we've got social media where we can actually have relationship with people that we might never meet in person, but it's as if you know them really well. I mean, the people on my mentorship course who are online every day, they're like my best friends because we know each other. And there's certain ones that write every single day. And it's just amazing the way that your relationship can grow and the beautiful questions that get asked and the ideas that get proposed. I just love it, but it's a great way to get input. Number six, the sixth benefit is you receive invitation and challenge to grow beyond your current zones of comfort. And that's really important because otherwise we get into a comfort zone. And you know what? This is what's happened with a lot of denominations, is that they would have been inside of a great move of God, and the Spirit would have mentored them in that move. And then when it's time to move on, they stay within their comfort zone and within the structure of that old wineskin and cannot move on to the new wineskin. But what a good mentor will do is challenge you. No, let's go beyond where you've been. Why don't you stretch your faith a little bit, because this is available to you and you can experience this in addition to everything that you're comfortable in. And so you will be challenged and invited to grow beyond your current zones of comfort. Seven, you receive spiritual covering and prayer. When you're being mentored by someone, that mentor who is mentoring you has more experience than you in certain areas. So as you're growing, they can bless you, they can cover you, they can protect you in the spirit because of their love that they have for you. Number eight, you will receive holistic input for personal growth when you are being spiritually mentored, because your spirit man is coming alive and ministering to your soul. But for you to be whole spiritually also means that your body is strengthened, your character is strengthened, your soul's decisions are strengthened, and you have tools in every area of your body. So when you are spiritually mentored, it's a holistic approach. And number 10, you'll receive new levels of confidence and activation so that you can walk in what you're called to do. Now, as a ministry, we are very committed to mentorship. Like in our ministry, even on our staff and our volunteers that live here locally and our congregation, a lot of what we do is we share life together and we work on projects together and we labor together for the Lord. So we're actually mentoring each other through relationship, and it's really beautiful. So we've got a whole mentorship type environment that is at the core of this ministry. It's very relational. It's very, you know, areas where we share, like I've got Ben sitting beside me right now. Mm-hmm. And I just naturally do not understand a lot of stuff about technology and the internet and that. Well, he is a professional at it, and he always keeps up on the latest and greatest. So he actually mentors us in what we're able to receive. He can give way more than what we receive, but my brain capacity is sometimes a little bit limited at times in how much I can absorb. But I've been mentored so much in how to, like, what I can do, what my capabilities are, what is available to us. And it's been amazing. He has our ministry set up to have so much outreach, to be able to function so well in every department, right from administration to bookkeeping and accounting, to partners, to like anything this ministry touches is fueled by his technical abilities, right? And so he is able to mentor us in those, okay? So we're like, we just mentor each other, but it's out of relationship, and it's just beautiful. So then there's other areas, like let's take, for example, Robert, who is also in the room with me. He is a mentor. In fact, once a month, he mentors everyone who comes on the Monday, once a month. He mentors and nurtures. He teaches. He interacts. He loves on. He celebrates. He nurtures the word into them, gives them opportunity to activate because he mentors. That's the kind of environment that we have here. Building relationship with those who come, and then having dinner with our partners. By the way, if you're ever in town on those Mondays, make sure that you come, because we serve dinner and we have, you know, just a special time of prophesying and, you know, praying for our partners and that. We love that because that relational element is really important to us. And also within Shiloh, for example, we, of course, believe in teaching the word and preaching the word, but we also have pastoring, which is nurturing and mentoring. We have Karen prayer teams that call the people in our local assembly and make sure that they're doing okay and praying for them and giving them input where they need input. We've got our web church pastors who are there available to those in the web church so that the people in the web church aren't just gaining information. They have opportunity to be pastored, to be nurtured, to be mentored, okay? And then, of course, we have the trainings. We have Patricia King Institute, where we're not only giving you training that you can listen to, and it's great to listen to a training, but you've got to be able to activate that as well. You've got to be able to nurture it. And so through the activations in the training and the different, you know, journaling that's offered and the reviewing of the notes and the exams and that helps get that knowledge working within your life so that it's being mentored into you. Okay, so that's through Patricia King Institute. And then we have the Women in Ministry Network that is like a mentorship for sure, because there's so much offered as far as the training that's available and all that Michelle Burkett pours into that mentorship. It's just beautiful, you know, the teachings that are available, the conference calls, the Facebook interaction. And so these are all types of online mentorship that we have available. And God is oiling online mentorship for sure. You know, even you as partners, we have Genevieve, who is your partner coordinator, who prays for you, who covers you, who is available to you, who interacts with you. And that is part of our mentoring heart. So as a ministry, we are committed to mentoring. We want you, especially our partners, to have available to you everything that you need to grow and to grow in your spirit man, to be part of the ministry, to feel active as we're reaching out to the nations that we're reaching out to. We want you to feel loved, to feel covered, to be nurtured, and to be part of this whole flow moving forward. And so mentorship is very much a word of the Lord that we're carrying right now, and especially online mentorship. And some of you are even part of my A-team, which is to access, activate, and accelerate your full potential. That's the A-team online mentorship. And you've been telling me how much you're growing. So there we have this opportunity, and it's like so amazing the way the Lord helps us put these things together and make things so affordable for everyone. It's just like less than a cup of coffee a day, you know, way less than a cup of coffee a day. And so it's just so beautiful the way that we can use the technology that is available to us today to be able to mentor and nurture the body of Christ, giving them all the benefits of mentorship within their life, and yet not like the world does it, where you have to pay so much to be able to have that kind of input, is that you're getting nurtured and empowered for such a low investment on the mentoree's part. So that is something that we're able to offer many. And of course, where this is all going is our cyber evangelism and discipleship, because that's what this mentorship anointing is being groomed for, is that we are going to be able to disciple thousands and thousands of people at a time through online mentorship of new believers. And so what we're doing right now in the ministry is our team is filming nuggets for those who are new believers. We're doing a whole new believers aspect, as I've shared before. And I've already looked at some of the footage that's been filmed. And it's so beautiful what we're able to offer new believers. And we're going to open up a whole Facebook interaction for new believers as well, and hopefully build a model for cyber evangelism and the mentorship of a new believer online, so that other ministries will be able to do the same as well. So what you're involved in right now as partners, you are partnering with these two words. We are developing the word of the Lord concerning mentorship on many levels, and we're developing cyber evangelism and discipleship / mentorship of new believers. And you are part of making all of that happen. And as you sow into it every month, you are reaching the lost, you're reaching those who will be discipled as new believers, and you are reaching those who need to be mentored, who need to be loved on, who need to be cared for, who need to have someone in their life who says, I believe in you and I can take you to the next level. So that's what you are investing in. Now, as you sow into that, because we can't do this alone, we're in this together, and your position in this ministry is no more valuable than mine. We just are serving all in different areas. Together, we can make this happen. We can't do it without each other. But as you sow into this, you're going to become mentors. That mentorship anointing is on you, where you're going to love people to life and be able to help them go to their next level. And some of you will become mentor of mentors. I'm actually putting together a whole course on how to mentor. And it's going to help the body become spiritual mentors. And I'm so excited about it. But many of you are in the business world, a mentorship anointing is going to come on you, because whatever God gives us as a ministry comes upon our partners. It comes upon you. So as this mentorship anointing comes upon you, you might be mentoring people in your workplace, in your business, in your sports field, in your marketplace outreach. You are going to be used of God to mentor others. This is how the kingdom is going to advance. It's not like no one's going to have a hold on this and say, I'm the only mentor. No, our heart as a ministry is to reproduce this so that millions of mentors, capable mentors, will be available to mentor others in their sphere. This is how the kingdom is going to be advanced. It's not just someone on a pulpit doing it. It's the whole body being activated. And that's our goal. That's what we're looking for. In fact, even new believers, let's say that they come into the mentorship of new believers online that we're building, and they get strengthened. They might be in an unreached people group area. They can go out then. They'll have enough to start with to go out and win other people to the Lord and at least give them what they've received so far. Can you see this, how great this is going to be? You and I and Robert and Genevieve and Ben and Shirley and all of us in this ministry are going to build the body and build believers to be expressors of the kingdom of God and nurture people to be kingdom kings and priests. And I am so excited about it. And I'm so excited about where you're going to go, because you're investing into this. It's going to cost us a lot of money. I'll just be honest, because you're my partner. So it's going to cost us a lot of money in the future, because even the production, we have to have a full-on media team on site here, on staff, to be able to produce all the media that we're producing. So that is one cost. But the other cost is going to be to market to the unsaved the messages that they need, to market to new believers who might not even be plugged into a church yet. You know, we are going to spend thousands of dollars a month in marketing, and that, of course, is what our partnership is all about. I can't do it alone. I'm doing as much as I can do to make that happen. Personally, I'm taking personal responsibility. But we need a partnership to be able to do it, because if we all do a little bit, we can do great things together. Imagine if we had 2,000 people all giving $30,000 a month, that would cover our media and it would cover our marketing. That's at 30. That's a dollar a day. That's less than a cup of coffee, you know? And so that's how we can do it. It's like not one person giving a whole bunch. It's all of us caring enough to make this happen. And I just love it. And I love our partnership. I love your hearts. I love the way you sacrifice. I love the way that you love. And I love the way that you always like to be on the cutting edge. Mm-hmm. And because that's who we are as a ministry. And we get all the pioneers signing up as partners, people who love the pioneer, the cutting edge. We always want to be serving God on his next thrust. That's where we want to be. And so it's just awesome, you know, the way God is moving. And I was just thinking, Robert, about men on the front lines, too, on how you're just through your weekly Facebook, you're mentoring men. You're nurturing them. You're calling them to a higher place. This is what it's all about. So we acknowledge that God's saying, I'm pouring out a mentorship anointing, and we want to be the best mentors that we can be for him, for his glory. And so we are working at honing the anointing. We're taking it seriously. We're praying into it. And it's just awesome. And so get ready, partners, because we're on this wave of giving God glory and advancing his kingdom that you and all of us here are all a part of together. And it is going to be the most magnificent season of kingdom advancement that we as a ministry have ever known. I truly believe that. All right. So, Robert, did you have anything to share before we put it onto the Q&A?
I just want to quickly say to everybody, happy Valentine's Day. You know, this is a day when love is celebrated, and one of the great things about being in the kingdom is we get to know love, experience love, and be loved so richly and so fully every day. by God. And that is the message of our ministry, that God loves you with an everlasting love. So if any of you are, sometimes I know these holidays can be challenging for some, but I just want to remind each and every one of you that on this day that celebrates love, Him who is love loves you with all His heart and gave everything for you. So if any loneliness or frustration or darkness or oppression is trying to get a hold of you today, just know that we're standing with you, declaring how loved you are by God and by us, and we're going to see every cloud pushed away from your life because God has great things for you.
And so now for you to ask questions or to share things that are on your heart, just push *6 and you'll be put in the queue. And also, just before we take our first question, I want to share with you an upcoming event that the ministry has that we're preparing for you. And it's the Eyes and Wings Glory Invasion Conference. And it is going to be amazing. We're hosting it right here at the studio. We've got Rick Pino's going to come and lead worship, as well as Jonathan and Christy will be here to lead worship as well. We also have Wesley and Stacey Campbell, Georgian Banoff, John Perks, and myself. It is going to be a power-packed weekend. And we're trying something new because we're doing this in the studio, and we are filming it to bring the conference to you. So we're doing a full-on conference like what we do in a big venue, but we're doing it in our little studio so we can just have a limited amount of people in the studio, very limited, because we're going to use all of our cameras. But we're going to bring it to you. And for everyone to watch it on the internet, we're giving it to you for free. It's our gift to you. And so please pray for us that we have, you know, we're putting our faith out so that all the funding is looked after. As you know, funding a full-on conference is a big expense. It's huge, actually. But we're putting our faith out because we really feel that we're to offer the webcast for free so that we can reach the nations and bring the conference to those who are not able to travel out, who don't have the luxury of taking time off and going, that we'll be able to give the conference to them. So we're very excited about that. So that's March 8th to 10th. Mark it on your calendars and go on patriciaking.com to the events page and sign up for that event. And we'd love to have you there. And also, our Women on the Frontlines World Convention is coming up in July. It is going to be a spiritual retreat on steroids. It is massive. And it is at this 5-star hotel that is so awesome. You are going to be pampered in the spirit and in the natural, and you won't want to miss it. And bring some friends with you as well. And of course, as partners, you get a reduced registration fee, and you get special privileges at the event. So make sure that you sign up now for that and tell your friends, why don't you bring a whole group with you and have like a little mini retreat together in between the sessions. But it is, we have even 30 women from our network are going to be doing workshops in the afternoons. Plus we have Cindy Jacobs, Jane Hammond, Joan Hunter, Clarice Fluitt, Katie Sousa, Miranda Nelson, John Perks, Stacey Campbell. I mean, we've got them lined up for you. And you are going to have the synergistic empowerment of all that being infused into you. It's going to be awesome. We have some great worship leaders. We've got Catherine Mullins joining us this year as well, younger generation, dynamic worship leader. It's going to be an amazing time. So make sure that you sign up for Women on the Frontlines World Convention. And Robert, do you want to give any announcements about Men on the Frontlines?
Yeah, guys, mark your calendars for April 19th to the 21st. That's when we're going to do our next man camp. And we're doing it in North Carolina at this great campgrounds we found. We'll be able to stay in cabins right there on site. We will have shooting, we'll have fishing, kayaking, canoeing, and, of course, lots of great fellowship time together. As you know, man camp's all about a great time with a great group of guys in the great outdoors, and I want to encourage you to be a part of this. It's a great way to unplug from the busyness of life. We all have so much going on, and a chance to get away, get with God, and get with a group of guys that you can really connect with. I know from our first man camp, I was blessed to make friends from that I'm still connected with, and it's great to have – a friend and a brother to walk with and celebrate the good times together, but also be there for you in the challenging times. So mark your calendar, April 19th through 21st, North Carolina, for the next Man Camp. This campground was so excited about what we were doing that it was Christian Fellowship amongst men, that they worked with us, so that this is by far the most affordable Man Camp yet. And one low price covers everything from the housing in the cabins to the food that we're going to be eating together at mealtimes to the great time that we're going to have together. So you can go to my official public Facebook page, Official Robert Hotchkin, and you'll see the banner at the top for Man Camp. Click on that, and it'll get you all the information. Or go to menonthefrontlines.com and click the events banner, and it'll take you right to that events page. And, of course, as always, feel free to email me, robert@menonthefrontlines, and I'll give you all the information.
Oh, it's going to be so exciting. You should make that every year. Do it there. That would be so cool, eh? Okay, first question. Hello? Hello? Good morning?
Good morning. Hi, this is Diane. Hey, I just wanted to reiterate a couple of things with you. You said something about your dinners that you have for once a month. Are you going to give us some kind of itinerary on that as far as when you guys actually meet, just in case we are in that area?
It's the mentoring. Yeah, sure, Diane. It's the mentoring days. If you go to our events page, when you see, I think they're officially called Mentoring Days with PKM, with Patricia King Ministries. And they are, this year I think they're scheduled for roughly every 6 weeks to 2 months. But they're all on our events calendar, and we'd love to have you come in and join us.
Awesome. Thank you, Robert. Also, too, I just, since you're mentioning this, and I was kind of confused about this, and maybe I missed it in the whole thing when I signed up for partnership, is all of these events, like the Women on the Front Lines that's coming in July, if we're not part of, I mean, if we haven't joined Women on the Front Lines, we can still attend that event?
Oh, yes. Women on the Front Lines is for every woman, and men, too, I mean, if they want to come. It's an open conference. Women in Ministry Network is the ministry network that we have for women who are in ministry, be it in their homes, the marketplace, business, education, government, media, arts and entertainment, whatever amount of influence that they are in. That is the Women in Ministry Network. So you do not have to be a member of that network to go to Women on the Front Lines.
Oh, okay. But the Women in Ministry, I do have to join that, right?
Yes, and you go through an application process.
Right, yeah. No, I just wanted to be sure about all of that because I'm like, man, I really want to go to some of this stuff, but, you know, I just want to know how it all works. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for asking that question because maybe other people have that question too, Diane. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Bless you. Hello.
Hi, Patricia and Robert. It's Gil in Amarillo.
Hi, Gil.
How are you
guys?
I'm
going to be out your way soon.
I know. I'm so excited. We're so excited, and we're just inviting people to come to that meeting. It's going to be glorious, I know. Hey, listen, just a quick practical question. Patricia, I love what you shared about the mentoring, and Debbie and I do give monthly and have done so for a while, but a couple of practical questions might be helpful for us and others. With what you're doing, is there a particular designation when we give our offering each month to help with what you just spoke about? Should it go to XP Ministries or Shiloh, or is there a special designation? And then number two, is there a way to set up for automatic draft payment?
Okay. Let me say, first of all, probably if you were to donate to just general, you know, on the general donation tab it says up there, that will cover any of our partnership donations right now. Our partnership donations are like almost 100% emphasis of our partnership right now is going towards this whole mandate of mentorship of the nations and getting the word out and stuff like that. So if you are donating to your partnership, which you already are, then then that will automatically go towards the advancement of the kingdom
through
disciple evangelism and discipleship. But if you wanted to give a special gift, I would say do it through general and then maybe email.
Or put it in the comment.
Oh, put it in the comment.
Give you a space to put in the comment.
Yep. And then as far as draft, I know that you can do every month you can, you know, do a monthly payment, you know, but I think they use it through credit or debit cards. So I'm not sure about a draft. I'm not sure, but all things are possible. Probably we should have Rhonda give you a call.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll connect with Rhonda today, and we'll get that in like a concrete designation for that, because we know that this is going to be bigger, and we're going to want to have people have an avenue to give directly to that.
That sounds wonderful. My thought being, you know, as people we get busy, and sometimes you can forget to give monthly if it's an automatic something that's withdrawn either from a debit or from my banking account, then I know it's going to go in each month and I'll see it, but I don't have to worry about going online and doing the thing, you know. That could be helpful and helpful for you guys too. Anyway, we love you very much. We pray for you each and every day, and again, look forward to seeing you very soon.
Yeah, we love you too, and look forward to having breakfast or something with you when I'm out there.
I always love bacon.
Okay.
God bless you guys.
Okay. Bless you. Give them your love. Hello.
Hello, this is Gail from North Carolina.
Hi, Gail.
And I'd like to ask a question that may help other people also. I'm a senior citizen, kind of on a fixed income, and I was wondering if I wanted to go through your mentoring program, could I pay monthly or would I have to pay everything at one time?
If you're speaking about the A-Team online mentorship, it's a monthly, it's a monthly payment.
Okay, how much is it?
It's $37.
Okay, that might work for me. I also, it's really difficult to get in to pray with someone, you know, just talking, but I have had bipolar 2 disorder for many years. I've been an intercessor for over 40 years, and I just listened to Robert Henderson that was with the Elijah List seminar, and he was talking about entering three places to get to the courts of heaven. It's sort of like a different atmosphere when you're praying, that you can go up to another level of the secret place, and then the councils of God and the courts of heaven, and that if you've been praying for something for a long time and you haven't received what you're praying for, there's something illegal that the enemy has, and that you can ask God and he can tell you, and then you can get that out of the way, and then you can receive what your breakthrough is. Do you know anything about that?
Well, we know a little bit because we have, of course, Robert's materials, and we interviewed him.
Uh-huh.
So what he teaches on is that as you go before the Lord and deal with even generational sins, like repent and receive forgiveness, and it clears the way, and there's verdicts that come out of heaven that says it is finished, which of course we know took place at the cross 2,000 years ago. This is just acting out something that was already accomplished. But we have some teachings on everlasting love. I don't know if you saw those ones with Robert. They were quite good. And where can they find that online?
XBmedia.com. And I know I just posted to my YouTube channel the one that he and I did together, but all of them are on xpmedia.com. That'd be the easiest place.
Yeah, just go on xpmedia.com and type in Robert Henderson, and it'll probably come up, because I think we did a few with him, and they were all quite insightful and good, so there might be some keys in there that'll help you.
Yeah, I went over every Deliverer's Prayer that I had after listening to him and going through, you know, generational curses all the way back. And
bless her.
I want this breakthrough so bad this year because it's been such a long haul.
Oh, how long have you been fighting it?
Over 60 years.
Oh,
and
bless your heart.
I have other things going on too, and I have people coming in to help me in the house and different things. But I'm so geared to wanting to minister. I mean, if I go to the grocery store, I'll pray for people that look like they need help. I'll pray for people that are in cars. I mean, I don't care. I just pray everywhere I go for to help someone. And but this thing has hindered my life a lot, and I don't know who to go to for deliverance. I haven't been able to get to church. My pastor, I think, feels it's more of a chemical imbalance in your system, and he's prayed with me some of the time. But I go when I can. I go to see him at his work because I can't get to the church. And but it's I rely on the internet a lot, and I've been watching a lot of the prophecies, and I'm just totally telling God, look, I'm claiming Malachi 2:13. I'm going to get this breakthrough this year. I just pray, and I just believe in my heart that it is going to be, because if I've got any more time left to live, I want to just continue to minister and help others. But I do believe that mentoring would help me a lot too.
You are so precious. You are so precious. I just love you. I'm going to give you a year's mentorship as a gift, and we're going to serve you in that way. And so can you email Shirley@xpmedia.com, and she'll get you all set up.
Shirley at xpmedia.
And she will, you know, just let her know that you're the one on the partner call today that I said that I was going to give a free mentorship to. And we just want to serve you and bless you. You're such a quality woman of God that even in the midst of this huge battle, look at you. You're out there blessing people's lives and telling them about Jesus and loving on them. You're just so beautiful. And, you know,
Thank you so much. Just
really embrace, you know, the love of God for you. He loves you so much, and we love you. And because my husband is fighting Parkinson's, I've done a lot of study on the brain.
Yeah.
And that, and I do believe that a lot of bipolar is a chemical imbalance in the brain. And I'm praying for cures for all of this. I mean, we believe in healing for sure, and we're going to continue to contend for healing. And every day that you're having a good day, we're going to celebrate. Every single day that you have a good day, we're going to celebrate. And on the more difficult days, we're going to press through, because we know that you'll come back to having some good days, okay? But in the meantime, as we're waiting for the manifestation of healing, we're also praying for a cure. Because what if, just think of this, what if there was just one little thing that is needed, one little thing that we need to know about the brain? Maybe it's like putting pressure on one little part of it, and then that corrects it for everyone who suffers bipolar. You know, that's all it might be as far as a cure. But when the cure gets discovered, everyone who is suffering with bipolar will be healed, everyone.
Hallelujah.
So let's put our faith out for that. But in the meantime, as you're waiting for the manifestation of healing, just know that every day is beautiful. Like, that's what I do with my husband. I say, today we're going to have the most beautiful day. You're going to have quality of life today. We're believing for manifestation of God's love in your life today. We're going to believe for a manifestation of his joy today. We're believing for a cure is on its way today. You know, and just take each day and celebrate it, because you don't want to lose the goodness of each day as you're waiting for your healing. So, and also, I'm going to be in Charlotte tomorrow. I'll be in Charlotte tomorrow.
Wow.
And do you live close to Charlotte?
Not really. I'm sort of down on the coast. I'm about 45 minutes from Myrtle Beach, so I'm on the coast. I'm in Wilmington.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, I'm in Wilmington. So it's a little bit far from there. But
yeah, what a nice place you live in. Well, yeah. Mahesh and Bonnie Shabda, I'm going to be with them this weekend, and they have a lot of miracles in their ministry. So I'm going to bring you in my heart when I'm at that event, and I'm going to ask them to pray for you as well.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, you are loved with an everlasting love. You're so precious. And
Thank you so much,
Shirley, and we'll get you all hooked up to the A-team and blessed. And okay?
Okay. Thank you so very much. I love you guys, and I pray
love
for you.
Love you, too. Thank you so much.
You're doing such a wonderful work. I mean, may God bless you abundantly. I know He will, and He is.
Thank you so much. We covet your prayers and appreciate them so much, and we can sure tell you're a great prayer warrior. Thank you. All right. Next, hello? Hello?
Hello, hi. Patricia?
Yeah.
Hi, this is LaVita Oswalt. And hi. I just wanted to ask that I know you have such a prayer warrior team to kind of help me intercede for the children at school. We've been going to the schools, and I've just kind of been praying around. But the kids have such an epidemic of they're having flu and sore throats,
Loving.
And I mean it's like one gets well and the other one gets it, and it's like, Lord, we just need to really start covering these little ones. With intercessory prayer, because I just pray over them, and you know, that's where our little prophets and ministers and teachers, and that's where the fivefold ministry is coming from, is our schools and our children that are there now.
Amen. Well, I've got some good news for you, because
good.
on Thursday last week, I went into prayer with a couple of intercessors, and I went up into the third heaven and invited the Lord to show me what to do about the flu. And He took me into the second heaven, where there was this demonic company of spirits who were releasing these black clouds into the earth.
Okay.
They were just throwing them down. And
okay.
The names of those black clouds were plague and death.
Okay.
And I knew instinctively that the plague was the flu this year. I knew it.
Okay.
And that they were throwing it down. So I realized that it wasn't anything in just the natural. It wasn't like from the natural earth. It was actually a spiritual assault. And so He gave me a sword, and I took the sword and I cut off the heads of the demons who were throwing down the clouds. So the clouds that had already been released were still kind of falling to the earth, but there was no further clouds. I knew it was finished. I knew that the flu was finished. Now, the media has decreed that it's going to go all the way. It's going to escalate even up to May.
Will we
but
bind
I know
it?
it's finished. It's done.
Amen.
And in
Amen.
Fact, okay, so that was last Thursday. I had been fighting that flu for a month. I was actually in bed for 5 days with that flu, and then I was just starting to get better. I got hit with it again, and so I was really fighting it. And I was getting no relief from my symptoms until after that day. The next morning, I wake up, and I was completely healed. Every manifestation gone overnight. And I saw angels being dispatched, because even though there's still the leftover flu from the black clouds, I saw angels going out. They'd been dispatched out of heaven, and they were already at work to bring health and wholeness. But I've been watching the news, because I felt the Lord show me that within a week that there would be marked depletion. You know, for the last two nights, I've watched a couple of networks, different network news, because we record them and then watch them later. So I watched it on two major networks. And the last two nights, there's not been one mention of the flu in two nights. Whereas before that, it was every single newscast. That was a big item on every one of the major networks, was the flu. And now for two nights, it hasn't even been mentioned. So it's already fading. It's already going. Mm-hmm. So in the name of Jesus, we pray for these children.
Yes.
And we just take the sword. We just take the sword to what's already in their bodies, and we break it off of them in Jesus' name.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
And we speak death to the plague, to the flu virus. And we ask that you send a wind and a fire through the school and drive it right out in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo. Amen.
I'm going to let Robert finish the call here, folks. And I know that there's a couple more questions, but I have to go into a meeting. So I will say my goodbye right now. I love you, and I'm excited for all that God has for you and for the blessings that he has for your life.
Thanks, everybody. Patricia's going into, we're shooting episodes for God TV today, and she's going into a quick pre-pro meeting before going to the studio to film. I think she's doing two or three shows today, and I'm doing a couple shows today. And the reason I mention that, not only just to let you know where she's going, but also so you're aware of what you're helping make happen. We reach, I can never remember the statistics, but it's something like 80 million people a week through the God TV program that you guys help make happen. So thank you for that. All right, let's go to our next caller, our next question. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Robert?
Doing great.
Good. Well, I have a praise report to start off with. I'm Molly Bradley in Birmingham, Alabama, and last October at one of our partners' meetings, you all prayed for my little grandbaby that was in utero said was Down syndrome, and that they had found where it appeared that he had cistern magna, which is where the spinal cord does not connect to the brain, and it's a very severe and tormenting situation. Well, he was born, he does have Downs. He has no cistern magna.
Come
it was
on,
gone.
That's awesome.
Completely gone. None
Praise
none there.
God.
His
Praise
little heart
God.
Is perfectly normal. They have said that he is remarkable in that he nurses. The bones behind his nose were completely formed. His heart's really doing well. He is using his muscles, which Down's children often don't, and he actually hits his little mobile. And I mean, he's only 3 months old, and he's hitting his little mobile with his hands and connecting, and he loves to talk.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He talks to his mama. They have little conversations back and forth, and he waits for her to finish speaking, and then it's his turn. And this is really – and we're just praying. His daddy is still sort of having a hard time with this.
Yeah.
And, but we're really praying that he'll get over that. He has an older sister that's very advanced, and – and so we're also praying that my daughters, that their finances would be stretched so that she could stay home with him, but not just stay home with him, but that she could stay home with him, because the first 2 or 3 years of a Down syndrome child is extremely important for the rest of their life. That's where they get the foundation in their brain for the rest of their life.
Okay.
And so we're praying that she will be able to stay home and that she'll quit worrying about the money.
Mm-hmm.
And we've given her some more money, and unfortunately they're not really good at knowing how to do that. And the daddy money kind of burns a hole in his pocket. And so when we've given them things, then they go and spend it. And they want to put this little 2-year-old, she'll be 3 in this August, into a school this year that's very expensive. It's going to take half of the money that we've given them to get through next year so she wouldn't have to work. And there's a number of people that they have to listen to in that. So I just ask that, you know, that you'd agree with me this wounded place in her husband's heart would be healed so that he doesn't feel like he has to be grabbing for the next gold ring. And they have a lot of very wealthy friends, and but that they'll be content And
Molly, what's his name?
His name is Jeremy, and her name's Virginia. The little baby's name is Phineas.
Well, I want to specifically pray for Jeremy right now. And
thank
I
you, Robert.
I want to declare the certainty of sonship into his heart, because when you have that certainty of sonship, so much of what you're talking about is broken off, and there's a freedom and a peace and an ease about life that he hasn't had. Lord, we lift Jeremy up to you, and we declare the certainty of sonship into his life, into his heart. We declare over him that he is your son in whom you are fully and well pleased. And God, I ask for a great grace to be upon Jeremy for breakthrough, that he would know not only the certainty of sonship, but in that certainty of sonship, he would know the fullness of your love and the fullness of your approval. And that from that place, he could go forth and be the father, the husband, the man, the champion, the warrior, the provider, the everything you created him to be, that he no longer have to grab for that next thing. He no longer be operating for identity, but he'll start to operate from identity, firmly rooted and grounded in your love and in your sonship, in Jesus' mighty name.
Ooh, you have no idea how you nailed that. Because I know the whole family situation all the way back, and you nailed it. The other thing, there's two more things that I really need to ask you. One is, I just sold a business. I'm 68 years old, and we have had this family business for 68 years. And we just sold it, and I have got to figure out where to put this money so that I have an income. And God has always blessed me. I mean, he has always taken a nickel and made it 50 cents for me. I was a widow with four little bitty children for the last, you know, my husband died at 37, and I had four children, and with you know, this guy came in and stole half of what my husband left me, and so God has just always done that for me, and I don't doubt that he will, but there's something about the body of Christ teaming with you, and the other part of that is that some of the profit that comes from where my investments go, I would like to give to you all. But I would need somebody to tell me. It would probably be I'd probably do stocks, and I would need somebody to tell me how to get in, you know, to do that with you. So if somebody could call me. I asked about this before, but actually the ball got dropped probably by both of them.
Oh, okay.
So I want to do that. And then
go ahead.
One other thing that's enormously important is that the man behind me owns an acre and a half of land, and he's a neurosurgeon, and he built an enormous house, and there's only his house and my house, and then there's a road and another road. And I'm below him. And he's a Christian. He's a great man. He said he wanted to help me. But ever since last April, we have been flooded with his mud and his rain.
Oh.
And it's eroding my whole yard. And it's all the way down to the street. And we've called the county. He's in one city, and I'm in the county. And that's a bit of a problem there. But I mean, I'm talking about my yard. I mean, I'm getting sinkholes. Some of them are so deep it's up to my thigh. Where the mud is just underneath the ground is just moving, and it's really scary. And I honored my mother and father, and I know I speak to my yard every day.
Right.
I honor my mother and father, and God has given me this land. It has to go well with me, But the communications keep getting dropped.
Right, right. Okay, all right. Well, going back to the last point, you can email me directly, and I will figure out who to connect you with in our ministry to take care of that. I know it can be done. I'm not sure how it can be done, but if you email me directly, I will connect you with the people that I know will know how to do it. And that way you have a direct point of contact, and you can email me at robert@patriciaking.com. And I also want to pray for wisdom in where you take that that God has blessed you with, and you invest it, because, as you say, he's always been able to take a nickel and turn it into 50 cents for you. And I want to pray this over you, but also all of our partners, because even as you were sharing, I could feel there were others on the call and even out there in our partnership that were saying, yeah, I want wisdom in this hour too. I know what I'm called to. I know the resources I need, and I know the heart I have to resource not just this ministry, but everything God is doing in the earth. So let's start with that. Lord, we thank you that you are a God of wisdom. We thank you that you promise if we cry out for wisdom, you will give it to us. So I thank you that you give Molly wisdom on how to invest what you have blessed her with, and that you do this for all of our partners. You do this for everyone we're in relationship with. You are a God of wisdom. You are a God who understands multiplication and increase. Lord, we give you thanks for everything you've blessed Molly with, everything you've blessed us with. And as we give thanks, we declare that it multiplies. We declare that the resource multiplies, the finance multiplies, the wisdom multiplies, the favor multiplies. We declare that you meet all our needs according to your riches in glory. And that's not only a need for finance, but a need for wisdom, a need for divine connections, a need for every aspect to make sure that she continues to prosper and be blessed so that she can continue to be a blessing and help prosper others in Jesus' name. And Lord, we lift this situation with the land and her neighbor up to you. And we thank you, God, that anywhere the communication has gotten twisted, we come against that twisting. We bind the spirit of Leviathan. We bind the lies of that spirit, the whispers of that spirit. And we declare, let there be truth. Where there's darkness, let there be light. Where there's lies, let there be truth. Where there's twisting, we command it to be straightened right now in Jesus' name. We declare mercy and forgiveness over this man. We thank you that he is a Christian. We call him a brother. We call him an ally in the battle and stand against everything that would try to separate, and declare that we are one body in Christ, and that there will be a new level of unity and cooperation between him and Molly in regards to this issue in the land. And Lord, I thank you that you promise that you will come and heal the land. And I thank you, Lord, you can do that supernaturally. You can do that through a miracle. You can send angels. Lord, I thank you that you can also do this through wisdom and through man. So I declare breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough with the county, breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough with the city, and breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough in this relationship. I thank you that you are the God of eternal truth, and these are temporary facts that will be trumped by your eternal truth, that you are a God who comes and heals. You heal relationships, and you heal the land. In Jesus' name, I declare it. Amen.
Oh, Robert, thank
you. Oh, did we lose you?
Yes, it's okay.
Oh, there you are. Okay, great, great, great. Okay, no, I hear you again, Molly.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling, Molly, and thank you so much for the praise report about your grandbaby.
Yeah,
that's
well,
so
you.
Great. I have a special passion when it comes to in utero miracles. I love hearing the testimony, so thank you for sharing that with
thank
us.
Thank you.
God bless you, and hopefully we'll be able to talk with you on our next partner call. And for those of you that we didn't have a chance to get to, I want you to know we love you so much. We're so grateful that you share your time with us like this. We as a team, I know we always say it, but we as a team really look forward to these. I look forward to these calls. Patricia looks forward to these calls. We get excited even in the staff meeting before they happen because they're family time and they're time to connect with you and hear from you. And I want to thank you for that. And please be on the lookout for our next email, for our next partner call, especially if we didn't get a chance to talk to you this morning. We love you, and even more importantly, God loves you with an everlasting love. Happy Valentine's Day. He has something better for us than flowers and candy. He has the reality of his love and the finished work of the cross. And I bless you to know that love and enjoy the gift of his son and the finished work of the cross on this day when we celebrate love. God bless you all.